You're listening to Encounter, a collection of sacred meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. One of Emily Dickinson's most famous poems is A Certain Slant of Light. It begins, "There's a certain slant of light, winter afternoons, that oppresses, like the heft of cathedral tunes." I think we all know that certain slant of light and the long shadows of winter. But around the world, December is a time when light and dark are at their peak. In the northern hemisphere, the winter solstice gives us the shortest day of the year and the transition to longer days with more light. In the southern hemisphere, the summer solstice is the longest day of the year, transitioning to days with less light. And just as in our poetry, our life too marks these transitions. Everything in life is about light overpowering darkness and the battle of darkness against the light. So do you ever feel that heft of darkness? Well, the theme of this meditation from John chapter 1 is overcoming the darkness with a certain slant of light. Longing for the hope found in even a glimmer of divine magnificence and encountering the slightest shimmer of God's glory. We'll begin your meditation by slipping now into a time and a place of darkness and quiet. Close your eyes without effort and rest in the darkness. Just let this be a time to search for and encounter the light of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this divine darkness for a moment, just listen and respond to John chapter 8, and as I lead us, answer, Lord God, let me see your light. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Once more, Jesus addresses you, I am the light of the world. And Lord God, let me see your light. When you follow me, you will not walk in the darkness. So, Lord God, let me see your light. And when you follow me, you will have the light of life. So, Lord God, let me see your light. For a moment longer, rest in the divine darkness, your soul longing for that certain slant of light from God. Take a moment now to collect your thoughts and return to the moment of creation. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. With your eyes closed, take a note of your thoughts as you see light for the first time. Take note of any thoughts or feelings or actions that may be blocking you from seeing the light of God. And don't be afraid of what the Holy Spirit may expose in the light. But for this next minute, continue in prayer as you whisper, Lord God, let me see your light. Center now on the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 2. The Magi said to King Herod, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." I want you to see the light of the star. To center on the illuminating light of God. Center on how the light seems to be guiding you. Are you able to stay centered on the light, or does your gaze drift back to darkness? Do your thoughts wander? That's okay, but simply pause and breathe and center back on that certain slant of light from God. Take another minute in peace as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, let me see your light. Center to on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Just be aware of each of them. At the very beginning, we have the light of the Holy Father, the life of the Holy Son, and the breath of the Holy Spirit. I want you to center now on being bathed in the light of God. Just rest there as you breathe in the breath of God. As your thoughts drift, just thank God for the reminder to now center back on your breathing. I will give you a minute now, but with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Lord God, Let me see your light. Continue as you center now on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, and we'll start in the Amplified Bible. In him was life, and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower it or appropriate it. Or absorb it, and is unreceptive to it. What from the reading gave you the most joy and hope? Well, listen once more and be mindful of how the Holy Spirit is guiding your thoughts. In him was life, and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it, or overpower it, or appropriate it, or even absorb it, and was unreceptive to it. What emotions rose to the surface from this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time of being guided from the darkness into the light of God. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New King James Version. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was at the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. What did you experience in this passage? Well, for this next minute, return once more to your breathing as you center on being guided by the light of God and basking in his love. this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the New Living Translation. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed at the beginning with God, and God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what has God been whispering to you as you meditate on this word? Well, I want to give you this next minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to being guided by His light. Stay here for a moment longer, resting in imaginative contemplation. How does your way of faith look as you follow God? I want you to imagine watching the caravan of wise men follow the light and approach the home of the young Christ child. Step into the house of Mary and Joseph. Do candles or lanterns light it? Or does the light of God illuminate the room from within the Christ child? How do you respond to finding Him? Well, take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on the gift of seeing the light and worshiping the divine source. Center once more on your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to see the light around you. And I pray your life feels a bit more bright and your soul a bit more illuminated than when we began. And in the days ahead, you will surely face moments of darkness. But rejoice in the shadows, knowing the certain slant of light from God is coming and is already here. So for now, let me pray that you remember that the Word of God in Christ gives life and light to everything that was created. God's light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Now may the life of Christ, the guiding illumination of the Holy Spirit, and the eternal light of the Holy Father guide you soon, now, and always. Amen.